and welcome to BeUnique.org's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday I'll talk about how you can manifest the life you've always wanted. On the second Monday of each month, our sponsor, Jillian Harris, joins us. You can find a link to her website in the description. On the fourth Mondays, we open the show to callers who may have questions, and from time to time, we'll have special guests join us. Today, I want to talk about something that I've been doing with you for the past several weeks, how to push your words into the universe, how to put power, put action on your words. As you know, some people call manifesting magic, the law of attraction, the secret, or just faith, and they're all right. Thoughts become things, so what you think about and focus your energy on will come to you. Manifesting helps you focus your vision and ask in the way that makes the universe know that you clearly know what you want. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know we've discussed the rules of manifesting and how to manifest healing, deciding what to manifest, the power of manifesting with the full moon, using daydreams to help you manifest, and the power of your words. If you've seen me work with other manifest masters, which includes you, by the way, you know I always end my manifest statements with some kind of action. That's a fun and physical way to push our words out into the universe, just as a mother bird pushes her chicks out of the nest so they can fly on their own. And this is what we're talking about, inspired action. Inspired action is about trusting your intuition to guide you toward whatever physical steps you must take in order to achieve your goals and desires. You want things, but you may not know yet how to get them. Even a small child saying, "Gimme, gimme, gimme," reaches out in two directions, putting his words into action, pushing them out to achieve what he wants. One hand reaches toward the small universe of his parents, and the other stretches toward the thing he wants. His fingers wiggling and his palms upturned, that child expects without a doubt that his personal universe will grant his every wish, and soon his hands will be filled with the object of his desire. If his universe denies him in that moment, he may not understand that his parents will likely get that very thing at another time, and he will have manifested it. You aren't a toddler, and your desires are likely a little larger. It's because your thoughts are divine. We all have divine thoughts on a regular basis. If you've ever had an idea pop into your mind out of nowhere, or one that seems to have been sent from a higher power, yep, those are divine thoughts. Taking action on these thoughts lifts your vibration and helps guide you along the path toward what you want to manifest. When you push your words, your thoughts, and ideas out into the universe, you are knocking on a door that will open for you. This is how you seek so that you may find. You ask and you will receive. So what exactly does it mean to take inspired action? Sometimes this comes in the form of an epiphany, an aha that comes out of the blue. Eureka! You may become excited about doing the next thing. Your heart is overjoyed, or you experience a lightness in your head. Other times it's just that you simply know you're taking the right steps. You will have an intense knowing or complete satisfaction that you are making progress and you are moving toward bringing your hopes and dreams into your life. You're aligning with the vibration of what you are manifesting. Trust yourself. Trust your instincts. Trust your urges and trust your intuition. Know that you are being guided, and when you send out your desires to the universe with a divine push, the universe must respond. These actions can be clapping your hands, snapping your fingers, tapping your toes. You might want to do the flippy flop with me and become a little bobblehead, or you may decide to get up and dance in the streets, which is exactly what my co-founders at BeUnique did the day we opened the bank account for BeUnique.org. There were three of us, and we had manifested the creation of something phenomenal. We walked out of the bank after we made our first deposit and danced for joy at having made that one of many steps, knowing that we had many more to take, and we're still taking those steps. That was a success right there. When your personal vibrations align with the energy of the things you want in your life and the universe presents them to you, you won't be able to contain yourself. you will need to find a way to say thank you and express your joy. Now, I want to recap the rules of manifesting, how simple they are. You must speak your dreams into existence. You must believe that what you want is already yours. You must believe that you deserve to have the life you desire. You must maintain an attitude of gratitude. You must open yourself up to receive. You must understand that anything worth having is worth taking steps to achieve. You must push your words out into the universe. You must speak with positivity and in the present tense. You must be You must expect to receive in unique and unusual ways, and you must be patient. So what will you manifest today? I'd like to share another manifest story, even though I already shared the one about the bank. This one goes back to a time long before I knew how to manifest, but I knew what I wanted. It goes way back to before BeUnique.org existed, though it was probably percolating in my mind. I often wrote in my journal, "I am a highly sought-after, well-respected, award-winning writer and editor who motivates and inspires others." Now that's a lot. I could have picked one. I could have said, "I'm a highly sought-after writer. I'm a well-respected editor. I'm an award-winning writer. I'm an editor who motivates and inspires others." But I wrote it down as one gigantic statement. If I'd been a more mindful manifester, I may have achieved all of that faster or more pronounced. But the truth is, this all came to me in the perfect timing and allows me to shine the spotlight not on me, but on the nonprofit organization, BeUnique.org. In other manifest episodes, I will talk about how to create a gratitude journal, the power behind your own manifest statement journal, affirmation lists, how to maintain an attitude of gratitude, and what positive statements really are. Thanks for joining me today, and remember to send me your manifest questions and success stories. I'd love to share them with our global audience. If you want me to guide you on your manifest journey, just reach out. Email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com. Until next week, keep it positive. Be sure to follow BeUnique Radio and check out all our other shows.